This is Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net with Astro Insight for the 2023 Taurus New Moon. The New Moon takes place on May 19th, 2023 at 8:53 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 11:53 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 3:53 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, at 28 degrees Taurus, 25 minutes. The Taurus New Moon offers feet-on-the-ground stability after months of anything but that. It eases us out of the turbulence of the recent eclipses. Their playing out continues for months with surges of repercussions this summer, but we are past eclipses themselves until October. It is also taking us out of the confusion and more of the latest Mercury retrograde, which ends just 4 days before. It comes in an atmosphere that is far calmer than we've experienced in we can't remember how long. Breathe. Settle in. Rest. Enjoy the scent of flowers, the sound of favorite music, and have a snack. Then work the energy. Sound too good to be true? Well, it does have potential for rumblings or a jolt. But that could be you flying into action. This new moon is a time for planting seeds with tangible growth potential firmly in the material world, if not in the actual ground. Some of these have potential that you may not be able to see just yet. They're getting an edge that outfits them for a future far beyond a 4-week moon phase. The power and range of this moon come from its out-of-sign trine to Pluto in the doorway to the next 21 years, the first degree of Aquarius. The moon's potential is threaded into Pluto's journeys to come. Pluto is here for only another 3 or so weeks before it ducks back into Capricorn for the rest of the year, but it will return to this sign and degree in early 2024 and again at the end of that year. The contact with Pluto gives a tremendous force and a fierce survival instinct to everything that launches or steps up under this moon. Supersizing the impact is a square to Pluto from Jupiter, the guy who amplifies any action he gets near, in Taurus for the first time in 12 years, starting May 16th. Jupiter is contributing unfiltered earthiness to the event, from the raw and unpolished vantage point of Taurus's first degree. The moon, in contrast, is nearing the end of the sign, emphasizing its be-here-now sensuality. Jupiter is amplifying the grounded properties and tying them to the future in his own way. Through a conjunction to the Taurus North Node, this way to the future, and Mercury, with the node exactly between the two planets. This abundance takes the edge off the Uranian jolts that have been a feature of the Cosmic Awakener's time in Taurus. He is firmly in the middle of the sign, out of orb of any major aspects, still here, but not the star player as he has been for so many months. This abundance also cushions the possibility of discomfort, which, yes, does exist. Hot-headed Mars is opposite Pluto and squaring Jupiter, pumping up his already amplifying propensity. Add in the nodes, and you've got a fixed Grand Cross, creating a sensation of being suspended above life and not being able to move until Mars advances and the cross breaks up. The Mars-Pluto opposition could create frustration, giving you a glimpse of something you can't attain just yet. For some people, this can inspire weirdly violent outbursts. This does not have to be the case, though. Use the suspended in time sensation of the Grand Cross to contemplate the fire being stoked within you. What are you motivated to create? Follow that drive when movement comes naturally. Soon. Despite the Taurus emphasis, this is not necessarily hard, unyielding ground. Water is in reach, via sextiles to Mars in Cancer and Neptune in Pisces. The Lynx offer both tender, nurturing action and higher guidance and inspiration. All we have to do is turn the tap and direct the flow. The new moon fosters deep level healing as well through a square from Taurus's ruler Venus to Chiron, representing abiding wounds. The role of women, or women versus men, could be entering a new and improved phase. Collective values could be blossoming into new form. Perhaps your own are opening up, or your comfort with your talents, or your own self-worth. It's okay to focus on your own self. In fact, Taurus is particularly inclined to that. Pay attention to your material resources, your talents, your physicality. Enjoy them, nurture them, shore them up, and plant for the future. I'm Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. Visit my site, empowermentunlimited.net. To sign up for my mailing list and get a free Jupiter and Taurus guide as a thank you, listen to my weekly podcasts and book a session with me. I host the show Celestial Compass on OM Times Radio on the first and third Monday of every month at 5 p.m. Eastern. I also host lively conversation on Facebook, on the page Empowerment Unlimited, and in the group, The Astro Insight Lounge. I have lots of bonus content at patreon.com/Kathy Beal, including introductions to Saturn in Pisces and Pluto in Aquarius, and some timetables for navigating the eclipses. And I'm deeply grateful to the people who support my work there. I'm on Instagram at KABeal and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian Channel.